Yeah, artists put me to work on the bye week. Had me doing that. A little less stressful, so this might be it for me.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was fun. You know, it was a great group of guys. I had met a couple of them, and then obviously had a lot of respect for, you know, some of the players and, you know, meeting Coach Johnson and getting a chance to talk to him. You know, that's the one thing that I would say is probably the best part about this job is the platform it provides to get exposure to special people, like a handful of those guys that I got a chance to meet yesterday, kind of pick their brain, and, you know, they had some fun with some of the game shows, so we had a good time with that yesterday.
See, just seemed like it was a lot of fundamentals today. Was that sort of the focus, getting back on the first day of the bye week?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. You know, them being away for a couple of days, the last thing we wanted to do is really push it too much to where, you know, you leave yourself susceptible to some muscle pulls and different things like that. So get out here, get a good lather in, get introduced to the Giants, and then move around and work our calls, our communication, some different things like that.
Did everyone make it back from the bye week without incident?
Yeah, everyone was good, so everyone was accounted for, and we're in good shape today.
What about just generally, you had said you wanted to get away and kind of decompress just for a day or two. Were you able to do that?
Yeah, I was. And really, you know, you look at, you know, just traveling as much as we did, just was able to stay at home and relax for a few days. Went to game two of the World Series, which, you know, would have liked a different outcome. But what a great atmosphere, you know, being down there and seeing those guys compete. And, you know, it was a great competitive game. And then, you know, going over to Fox Studios yesterday. But I was able to relax, get away, and then, you know, you enjoy sitting around watching some football and kind of feeling like a fan, and then that's what we did yesterday.
Lance Dunbar was practicing today, so his clock has started. And can you kind of just lay out for us what's the plan with him and what are the scenarios?
Yeah, the plan is, you know, you've got really those 3 weeks to kind of decide, and it can be as soon as, you know, tomorrow or as late as those 3 weeks. And I think what's great about, you know, that timetable we have is gives us a chance to evaluate him, see how he handles it. You know, just today, just glancing, looked like he was moving around pretty good. Everything that we've gotten from Reggie as far as just where he's at physically, very encouraging. He's done a great job with his rehab, and how that affects, you know, what we do on the roster is something that is going to be determined moving, you know, towards the latter half of the week. And Les and I'll sit down and we'll talk about that.
Given the way you've been using Tavon Austin, do you think him and Dunbar are kind of similar players at this point or serve similar purposes for you at this point?
You know, you could think that. I mean, Tavon's a guy that we're going to continue to try to find ways to get the ball in his hands. You know, he's you know, poses a great threat, does a great job doing some different things, whether it be the receiver or the running back spot, and he's a guy that's going to continue to get more work as we go. Made a couple plays in the past game. You look at the screen he was able to convert on, and you know, as he gets more familiar and we kind of try to figure out ways to creatively utilize him because of how he is, you know, able to absorb the material and move around, Tavon's role is only going to increase as we move forward.
And Sean, this weekend was the first time you got a chance to kind of step outside of this bubble here and maybe do some media. And I'm wondering if you got a sense for maybe how much buzz there is about this team right now and what you thought of it.
You know, I think there's a lot of good stuff going on right now, and that's what it is, and I think we want to try to keep that momentum going. And how you do that is you take things, you know, one day at a time, one game at a time, and our focus right now is getting ready for a New York Giants team that well led by Coach McAdoo. I haven't gone against them the last couple of years, just being in that division, you know what they're capable of. They're 11-win team, and you know, in this league, it doesn't matter. They've got great players, and we've got to be ready to go. And traveling on a Friday, you know, we got to make sure that we have good focus and concentration as we prepare for them, you know, starting on Wednesday, because the players will be off again tomorrow, and then we'll come back Wednesday and resume our normal schedule.
And with these guys, is there anything in particular that you got to do to get them to maybe just, I guess, not believe the hype, I guess, at this point?
You know, I think we've got a mature team, and I think we've got the right kind of guys in that locker room to be able to handle both the good and the bad. You know, I think the one thing that's been impressive about this team is in 7 weeks we've experienced a lot of different things, and some good, some bad. Always really have enjoyed and appreciated the way we've responded from some of the bad things. I think we stay even-keeled throughout the course of the game, no matter what occurs. And really the focus and concentration for us is going to be focusing on one day at a time, kind of our process and our standard of performance. And hopefully that approach and preparation will lead, you know, to the performance that we want to be able to have to try to get our sixth win.
I think teams were 5-3 coming off the bye going into yesterday. Is there any plan, any rhyme or reason to any of that? Or is there anyone that you leaned on to?
Say that again, Vinny. I didn't catch
that. Teams
the
were 5-3 coming off the bye week going into yesterday.
Oh, five. I got you. You're saying record wise.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Is there a plan in place? Did you lean on anyone to try to chart things out for not only last week, but this week going into the new?
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of the times, especially with the way that the CBA is structured, you know, you're kind of mandated to handle things in an appropriate manner. But, you know, continuing to rely on, you know, Reggie and Ted, they've done a great job kind of understanding how we can phase these guys back into work. And then you rely on the coaching staff. You know, like we've said, we got a bunch of great resources where there's a variety of different experiences and ways to do things. And what we're trying to figure out every single day is what's the best way to do it for our team. And I think it's been good so far. But what we wanted to try to do was just get them back in the building, get them exposed to a little bit of the Giants today, and then really make sure that when we come back on Wednesday, we return to kind of a normal standard operating procedure as far as our week goes, and that's what we'll do. And I think the guys have handled it, you know, pretty well so far this year.
What have you thought of Robert Woods and how he sort of handled things on and off the field?
Yeah, he's been great. You know, I think I've always been a big fan of Roberts, just going back to the production that he had at USC. I think he's a great separator, has the ability to make everything look the same with great body control, very reliable, competes in the run game. You can see why he's been a big part of what we've been able to do on third downs, first down, second down. You know, he's been a big part of our offense. And I think he's got a great way about himself, just the way he goes about his daily work, his daily business. I think he's influencing and affecting his teammates in the right way. And he's been everything and more than what we had hoped when we went and got him in free agency. And I think the other thing that says as much about him as anything else, we talked about this with the team, it'd probably embarrass him, but, you know, he makes a mistake in the Washington game in terms of just the way we want to handle things with you guys right away. He takes that accountability, and then on a short week, how does he respond with one of his best performances against the 49ers? And I think he's played really good football since then, and you win with players like Robert Woods, so we feel really good to have him on our team.
Sean, as a coach, where you don't have a guy like Dunbar, you know, for the first part of the season, how much of an advantage is it to you as a play caller to be able to get someone potentially with fresh legs? And how much of an impact does that fresh kind of quality maybe lend to your offense going forward?
You know, it does. And I think the thing that's it's a positive problem for us that we've talked about is I think, you know, credit Reggie and his staff. We've stayed fairly healthy, you know, knock on wood. Usually you're having to deal with some injuries, especially at that running back spot, where now it provides a great opportunity for Lance to come in, kind of serve as the role that we envisioned in the first place. But we've got a lot of playmakers that have stayed healthy and are available. So it's a positive problem. I think it'll kind of naturally sort itself out as far as getting him back on the practice field and seeing how those things work and fit. But the one thing really about our offense, especially when you have a bye week, you get a chance to kind of self-scout yourself and spend a little bit more time looking at yourself than you would in a normal week, figuring out creative ways to continue to try to get guys involved, get guys going, and making sure that, you know, what we've shown on tape, we can put some counters on it, whether it be who you're focusing in, who you're, you know, targeting in certain situations. So there's a lot of different things. But to answer your question, yes, it does serve as a valuable role typically when you get guys back. Fortunately for us, because of Reggie doing such a phenomenal job with these players, we are fairly healthy, and we'll see how Lance fits moving forward. Absolutely. You know, I think, you know, a lot of the things that we do, if it fits within the framework of how we want to operate, you know, I've got a whole lot of respect for coaches around this league and their creativity. And, you know, to not have an idea of what's going on and what are, you know, certain teams doing to attack coverages or what fits based on the way we're utilizing some of our personnel. Those are definitely things if you see something that kind of fits. You know, you don't ever want to force it or do something that doesn't really fit within the framework of your offense. But on a week-to-week basis, there's definitely some things that you see that, you know, you're like, oh, that would work with us, and it'd be a nice, you know, counter to some of the things we've shown, or it'd be a good way to, you know, feature a guy's skill set. That was a pretty good one, wasn't it? You know, I think some of those misdirections, different things like that, it might fit with us. I was caught off guard. You know, I didn't realize they were going to do that. You know, Mike was a guy I was a huge fan of, just growing up in the Atlanta area as a mobile quarterback, kind of changed the way people had to defend him because he was so electric as a runner, and then he could beat you with his arm as well. And, you know, they really got things going there. And it was cool because I never got a chance to meet Mike before, and just talking to those guys and Greg Jennings, and, you know, I had met Tony Gonzalez through some mutual friends already. But being able to meet those players and then, you know, talk to Jimmy Johnson, you know, you talk to Howie Long and Terry Bradshaw, that was a fun experience to be able to have, you know, to continue to meet and learn from those guys.